Okay, so we're coming to the third part of this SEO training tonight on traffic and basically setting up a site. And this is something that you might want to do if you work targeting search engine traffic. And I suggest to you that this might be something that, you know, could get you good results with other traffic methods as well, for the same reason that if you're building links, you know, not specifically, but for example, article marketing, then you might find that this really benefits. And this is a one-time tactic, but it's a little bit more labor-intensive. And this is what I call on-site SEO. So we've talked about how you might alter the page and put things in a page. And we've given you the various, you know, meta descriptions, which Trevor just observed was, you know, perhaps not quite as important these days. And the most important thing is the title and the description of your website. That's the sort of minimum you want to do, really. But obviously, you can use that bit of code to do a little bit more if you're so inclined. And then the next thing you can do is do what I call on-site SEO, where what you're doing is you're looking to make your site attractive to search engines. And what you do is you do a kind of 10x10 matrix, like you're doing for product creation, but a little bit differently. And it doesn't have to be, you know, 10x10, it doesn't have to be 100 subtopics. Actually, there'd be keywords. You know, you could do three main sort of topics, and then say five subtopics underneath. So you could do just a small one, or you could, you know, do a lot not bigger one where you get 100. And what you're looking to do is get keywords. And what you do is you categorize your keywords. Let me give you an example with traffic generation. You might have some generic traffic generation keywords, website traffic, web traffic, get more traffic, and so on. You might find, you know, some. I'm probably giving you terms that you wouldn't be able to do it for because they're too competitive. But this is just for an example. And then obviously you might, in another topic, another category, do specific types of traffic. So article marketing, you know, getting visitors through article marketing, and you find a whole load of keywords related to article marketing, and then for video marketing, and then for another traffic tactic, and so on. And so you're categorizing these keywords a bit like you would with the 10x10 matrix for product creation. And what you do is you form what are called silos. I've actually got a video training on this, so I'll give you the link for that so you can look at it. I think some of you probably have seen that, if not all of you already, but just in case you haven't, I'll put it in the I'll give you a link for the recording so that you can go and watch this video as well, which I explain it how to do it in there. It's actually two videos, but they're on one page, so you just click one and the other one. And just to give you a URL in case you can't find a link, it is internetwebsitetraffic.org, so that's with hyphens, internet-website-traffic.org/internet-website-traffic/, and you should find those two videos about building a silo site structure. So what you're looking to do is to create some articles according to the keywords. And obviously the keywords that you're picking, you want high search keywords with low competition. I give some figures in the videos, and I just can't quite remember what they are right now. And bear in mind, they might have changed, and they're probably different for every niche anyway. And that's just to give you a rough guide. But, and obviously it's going to depend, you know, a lot. You might find you can't find terms, and you might have to go for some things that are a little more low traffic. But, you know, that's by the by. You know, use your long tail keywords with low traffic, but you are going to benefit your site by doing this tactic. The reason for this is because every page that you set up has PageRank. Now, of course, PageRank doesn't figure quite as much as it is. Like all these things, the SEO value has come down. But nevertheless, if you go to page one for a competitive term, you'll tend to see the higher page rank sites ranked more highly. So for instance, if you've got two websites which are exactly the same, obviously they're not going to be exactly the same in content, because they one will be outdo the other one and just knock it straight out. But you know, imagine two websites that have got totally different content but basically teach the same thing and the same quality, and you know, as far as Google's concerned, they're equal competitors. So all other things being equal, PageRank does count, because Google would tend to rank the one with a higher page rank higher than the other site, its competitor. So you do want, there is some value in page rank still. And the point is that every page that you create on your site has page rank. And so what you're looking to do is to funnel the page rank from page to page. And that is what enables you to get the traffic from the search engine in by using this silo stacking technique with your articles. So what you do is you find some keywords, and then you find in your groups of keywords, however many there are, 3, 5, 10, however many it is, the best keyword, so the one that's got the most traffic and that is the least competitive, you know, that ratio, that competitive over volume of searches, the one that's the best value you have at the top of the silo. And then you list them all so that you get a flow going with the keywords. So for example, with a website traffic example, web traffic, if that you're able to use that one, which is probably far too competitive, but you can't, but let's just say that's the top keyword in your silo, your main traffic terms, and then you might have web traffic underneath. So you've got website traffic, web traffic, then you've got internet web traffic, and then you've got internet website traffic, and so on. And then you might have one with get web traffic, get website traffic, and so on. So you relate them in your silo as best you can. Try and list them. It's quite hard to do it sometimes, and you just have to do the best you can with the keywords you've got. The way to obviously get keywords is to go to the AdWords, the Google AdWords keyword tool, and dig out your keywords that way. By you can create a list of them, as when they come up, you put in your main term, and then you get the related terms, and you can see the traffic volume in there. It's best to use the brackets. So just escaping me at the moment what that's called, not broad, but the targeted one, so that it's just the phrase match, that's it, the phrase match, you want that. You want the exact match, the exact match, that's it, which is the inverted commas. It basically, you click on the left, you click on exact, and it'll put them all in inverted commas, so you don't need to worry about doing it yourself. And you get a whole list of them, you see the actual traffic for those specific keywords, and you pick them from there, and you can just tick the box, and then you do a download, and that you've got all your keywords gathered together. Okay, that video I told you about, I think it does show you how to do that on there. So basically you get a whole load of keywords together, and you organize them into these silos. So you've got one subject with the related keywords in one silo, and the next one with the related terms. Remember, we used our example of article marketing as a traffic tactic, and then the next one, video marketing, and then the related terms to video marketing, down and so on. And what you do is you link from your main page to your first silo, and then you link from one article to another going down, if that makes sense. So the only link you have is from one article to another down through the silo. So the bottom one is 10 pages away from the main page, if that makes sense, because it's only one link going all the way down from one page to the next, 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 right down to the bottom one. And then you link that bottom article round to the first term in the next silo. So, and what you try and do is you try and relate those terms as well. So although you're changing topics slightly, you're going from, in our example, from generic traffic to article marketing. So your next term might be article marketing traffic or article marketing web traffic, which would relate to that previous silo. The more you can relate those terms, the better it is. And that top article in that next silo, so the second silo, also links to the main page. So that's got two links. That's got a link from the main page of the site. It's got a link from the bottom article of the first silo. And you do exactly the same thing. So you link from one article right down to the bottom article in the same way, arranging them as best you can according to, you know, the terms. Try and relate the terms. What this is showing is that your site's organized, you see. Google likes that. You've taken some time to organize your content, and Google likes that, recognizes it, and will see it. And then you've got a good chance of getting ranking for those terms, because the page rank's been passed, it's all linked to the main terms and the main content. And this is how you're structuring your site. And you can build as many of these silos as you want, and you keep linking in the same way. So the top article in each silo to the main page, and then the bottom article from each silo to the top article in the next silo, and so on. And then what do you do at the end? If you imagine we've got 10 silos, and you can see this, like this, the linking all the way down, all the way through these silos in like a kind of wave. You can imagine it like that. And you've got the end article. Where do you link that to? Well, you link that to the page that you really want to be your traffic magnet that you're focusing upon. You know, it might be your home page, it might be a squeeze page, or whatever it might be. You know, there's a way of doing this. You can actually structure this in WordPress if you're doing it with a blog, and you can separate these content pages in this way. I've seen how to do it, but I've never done it myself using a blog, so I can't tell you exactly how to do that. I'm sure it's quite easy to find out. Also, you can find teaching about this silo site structure on YouTube. So just put in silo site structure in YouTube and see, watch the videos there. In fact, my video actually might come up that explains this. But the whole point of this is, particularly if you're doing article marketing, because obviously you're writing articles, I would suggest to you that your first 30 to 100 articles, it's better to have them on your website and do this than to put them onto an article directory. I think you'll find greater value from putting them on your site and, you know, using the targeted terms as best you possibly can. I think that is going to be something that really benefits you. And again, you know, maybe this isn't quite as effective as it used to be, but it's still something that is worth doing. You know, if you're particularly very good at writing articles and you're looking to have that as a way of generating traffic, and, you know, think very seriously about doing this on-site SEO tactic of a silo site structure. Thank you very much.